This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Leon Bridges right there. So we've got a bunch of stuff to give away today. Not now, but coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we've got $1,000 and some tickets to see some shows. We've got celebrity trash next. Before we get to it, fall interns, we're looking for them. So if you're a college kid and you're looking for credit, we'd love to have you. A bunch of people here are employed now because of their internships.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to find out if this is something you're into. And that's the move, man. When you're young, and I didn't do any internships and I didn't know what the heck I was going to do. And luckily, radio sort of fell into my lap, and I was able to try it, and I loved it. It might be for you, it might not, but that's the way to find out. So how should they reach out if they want to become interns?
Email a cover letter and resume to me. You could do Uzette at RadioAlice.com, U-Z-E-T-T-E at RadioAlice.com.
I posted all the requirements on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And so that's a great way to get in the building. And maybe you'll find yourself, you'd rather be in promotions or on another station, but that's a foot in the door. And maybe you'll find out it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's nerve-wracking or whatever.
Yeah.
And so,
and we have 4 radio stations here, right?
Right.
And 2 TV stations. So
mm-hmm.
You can work your way somewhere else.
So check us out over here. Uzette at Entercom.
At RadioAlice.com.
Oh, whoops.
That's okay.
At RadioAlice.com. All right, what do you guys got for trash?
I was just looking up. We just played Leon Bridges, mm-hmm. as you just mentioned. I was looking him up, and he's going to be in town in Berkeley at the Greek Theater Friday, September 7th.
Both his albums are so good, you guys. Really,
I
like
didn't realize that he put out 2 albums.
Yep. So the first one was when we had him scheduled for, what was that?
Winterland?
Whatever it was, uh-huh. And then he ended up getting offered Saturday Night Live, and Michael was like, well, that's kind of big.
Kind of a big deal, yeah. Man.
This is the first from the first album.
So good.
And then this year he released the second album, which is also just as good, and mm-hmm. that's the song you just heard mm-hmm. us play. We just came out of that one.
Yeah.
And that's got to be, that's a wedding song, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway.
It's nice when you have a hit song that is a wedding song.
You bet.
The play is huge.
So he's in Berkeley?
Yeah, at the Greek Theater Berkeley, Friday, September 7th. So that'll be a fun
That's
show.
A date night right there.
For sure. You gonna get some after that.
Gonna get some.
All right, let me segue over to this. Pink is what we're gonna talk about right now. Looks like Pink took some heat online for canceling a show in Australia over the weekend because I guess she was later photographed on the beach with her family. But it looks like she really isn't feeling well because she canceled another show yesterday. It turns out she was admitted to the hospital Sunday night, and they're calling it dehydration. At least then they were. And she was released and then readmitted yesterday, where she was diagnosed with a gastric virus.
Hmm.
So she's still in the hospital. Looks like they're just going to monitor her and make sure she recovers. There's no word yet if she's going to be able to perform. I guess she has about 20 more shows left over the next month on the Australian leg of her tour.
I'd rather an artist cancel a show than be doing a show with a barf bucket next to him.
Right.
I mean, that's just me, but...
Well, you want them to perform their best.
Yeah, that's not a show I want to see. Someone up there barfing.
Yeah. And all the stunts she performs, the acrobatic stuff,
uh-huh.
Yeah, you can't be doing that if you don't feel well.
Right.
So hopefully she gets well very soon. This is something I never thought I would see. CeeLo Green. CeeLo Green is returning to The Voice this season.
What?
As a mentor to Adam Levine's team.
That's crazy.
You know, I bet they all really like him. And I bet they would love to help him rehab what he'd done to himself. Mm-hmm. Because for a minute there, he was so hot. Yes. I mean, I don't want to... I keep stopping my... Saying on fire is a bad thing because California's on fire. And obviously that's not funny. But he was so hot. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends, their daughter... is a little white 7-year-old or whatever, and she loved CeeLo like you wouldn't believe. He's doing bits on The Voice where he had these little animals. He had like a cockatoo and a, I don't know what the other animal was, but he'd crossed over in a way that he had a huge
different audience,
general public audience, mm-hmm. and he was probably making bank.
Right.
And then he comes out and has these rape accusations against him.
Looks like what you're saying, yes. He was on the first 3 seasons of The Voice, left in 2014 while he was dealing with allegations from a woman who says she woke up naked in his bed after he drugged her. Now, he was never charged with rape due to the lack of evidence, but he did plead guilty to giving her a controlled substance.
He also buried himself on Twitter with a bunch of comments defending his behavior and questioning whether someone can... I don't even remember exactly what they were, but that was another Twitter execution.
Yes.
Like, he murdered himself with those comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when The Voice went,
yeah, bye-bye.
Bye for good.
Exactly.
So
he's going to return. The Voice returns the 15th season on Monday. Wow, it's already the 15th season. Monday, September 24th. So CeeLo Green coming back to The Voice. And speaking of The Voice, I'm going to hit this real quick before we get to human stories. Kelly Clarkson, you know, she's on The Voice, right? She recently inked a talent deal with NBC Entertainment. She's filming a pilot for a syndicated daytime talk show.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. They're saying the network has not yet been attached, but the project is being eyed for a fall 2019 debut.
All right.
I could see her doing that. She's so lovable, cute. And just the girl next door.
Yeah.
I could see people wanting to go on her show.
You guys know, though, that this is a grind. So whether or not she wants
day
to do
day.
That
right.
every single day,
yeah,
we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. The other thing is RuPaul is also in, is developing a syndicated talk show as well. And tons of people love him. He's pretty popular out there.
Do you get to call him? I swear, as you said RuPaul, in my head I went, we call him her.
Well, I guess if he's going to be RuPaul in the getup that he has, I guess her.
I was asking. I'm not trying to be.
But I've seen him, you know, dressed up, you know, just as a man, a regular, whatever. I don't even know what his real name is. But he's handsome as a man. He's beautiful as a woman. So any way he wants to come, I want to check it out. Thanks, Chris.
I think his real name is Andre Charles.
Oh, is that what it is?
Ooh.
All right.
Well, when I think of the term Good Samaritan, 50 Cent doesn't normally come to mind.
Why not?
Listen.
Yeah.
50 Cent, according to this story, gallantly stepped in to prevent... a stripper fight over the weekend.
Oh, was he at a strip club?
So the story from Page Six says he was spending the evening showering topless ladies at Angel's Jiggle Joint.
Jiggle Joint?
Nice.
I've never heard that.
With singles. They point that out. He uses singles to shower the ladies to make it rain.
That's weak.
Well, no, that's isn't that
standard.
Yeah, that's God, our
not
friend Rudy's 50. Move.
Yeah, but not for well,
a hundred millionaire.
Yeah,
you look 100
that's
million,
one of his best lines. Was he? I get he gets a 20 and gets singles. I couldn't stop laughing. He's making it rain with ones. That's great.
Anyway, he was spotted scooping
that's
up.
That's like sprinkling. Okay.
He was sprinkling. It wasn't raining.
Slightly misty.
Right.
He was scooping up armfuls of cash, and what he was doing was he was redistributing the money so that everyone got a fair share of the money. So he'd make it rain, then he'd get down on his hands and knees, scoop it up, and then hand all the strippers a fair share. Then he took some of the money and moved it to the bartenders because the dancers started fighting with the bartenders over him. So he was trying to be an incredible peacemaker at the strip joint while he was making it
rain. So is he still bankrupt or... How's his financial situation looking?
It seems like he did that to protect himself.
If he's making it rain with singles, he might be, you know, strapped for cash right now.
It's not good for his case.
All right, we talked about the VMAs a little bit yesterday, and I just I wanted to go over just a few quick categories, and Vinny, get your professional opinion, okay?
Okay.
So we're just going to go through three categories, which, you know, everybody's kind of fixated on. One is video of the year. So we're going to play a little sample of each of these, and I'd like to hear what you and Yuzette think is going to win. Ariana Grande, No Tears Left. You've heard that.
I love her.
Bruno Mars, Finesse. Bruno Mars, Finesse?
Yeah.
You know this one, right?
I do. I like him a lot. You know, he gets a bad rap for being derivative. They use that term.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, like, this song in particular sounds like something from Belviv. Exact. So, right now, it's Ariana. Keep going.
Camila Cabello, Havana. We've heard this a million times. You know that one?
Yep.
The Carters. It's Apes.
Ape S.
Oh, I got it. Ape S. I got it. Okay. Childish Gambino, This Is America, the one with the controversial video.
Yeah.
And Drake, God's Plan.
Oh, there it is. You have your winner.
All right, so Vin, who's going to get video of the year, even though we're just going off of the songs?
Okay, well, Ariana fell way off as you got to the last three contestants there. So I am going to say the winner is Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to agree.
I agree.
All right, so the one category I wanted to really get your opinion on is the best rock video.
Okay.
So we're gonna give you these, and you tell us which one you think should win. First is Fall Out Boy, Champion.
All right.
Okay, here comes the hook.
Oh.
Have you heard this before?
I have not heard this song before.
Here comes.
And I'm a fan of theirs, too.
All right, so that's Fall Out Boy, Champion. Next is Foo Fighters, The Sky is a Neighborhood.
There it is.
Have you heard that?
I have. I love this. I got the album, and I love these guys. So, yeah. All right.
Next one is, I think, a song we play on the station, Imagine Dragons, Whatever It Takes. We've all heard that.
Yeah.
Linkin Park, One More Light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. We all know this one. I think we play this on the station as well.
Definitely. So this counts for this year?
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Give me a second.
All right.
So it's got to be this, right?
Well, and then Panic at the Disco, Say Amen. Have you heard this?
Yeah, this is a hit.
And then lastly is 30 Seconds to Mars, Walk on Water. So which one, Vinny?
So I'm partial to the Foo Fighters, but if I'm just basing it on what I think is the biggest hit, I'm going to go with Panic at the Disco. Mm-hmm. And yet, I think the winner's going to be Linkin Park. It's too emotional of a song.
Right.
And it, on top of it being an emotional song, Chester's no longer with us, and it'll just be... I don't know. That's the kind of moment they live for on a show like that, right?
Who votes for these? Is it the people?
No. There's these industry experts.
Okay.
Like A&R people.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I feel like this one as well.
It's got a strong message on top of the fact it's the way he went out. Oosh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the third category?
Do we have time for this?
Sure.
Okay, so
where are we going?
This is called this is called videos with a message. So that's pretty self-explanatory.
Childish Gambino is
the
winner.
We don't need to play that again. So this is America's the first one.
Boom.
The next one is by DEJ Loaf and Leon Bridges. It's called Liberated. I don't know if you've heard this before.
I can't get that loud enough.
You like it?
I like it.
That's nice.
That's Leon Bridges and who?
Dej Loaf.
All right. I'll look that up.
The next one we've heard, it's God's Plan. We can skip that one. Okay. Thank you. The next is Janelle Monáe, and this is Pink, P-Y-N-K. Mm. It's a pretty controversial video, too.
Is it? Why is that?
They're dressed like meow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does she mean by pink?
Right.
Shut up, friend.
What does that mean?
All right, let him listen to this. Okay.
It's going to kick in right here, right after this break. Check out this break.
I like it. I like the subject matter. It's not a winner, though.
It's not.
What's
okay.
Next?
The next one is Jesse Reyes. It's called Gatekeeper.
I feel like it's a similar message there.
Oh, it is.
Oh my God. I don't think we could say that.
Is that too much?
Yeah.
Is it too much?
Yeah, we shouldn't.
Maybe they're talking about like gymnastics.
Oh, I hit that twice.
Okay. Sorry if you've missed a 10 seconds. We had to drop out of some subject matter in that one of those songs.
And then there's one more. It's Logic, the 1-800-273-8255.
Are all these this year?
Yeah. He performed this last year.
Right.
I love this song. So which one do you think is going to get the video?
I like Childish Gambino to sweep. I think he's got. I mean, he's a super talented dude. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of juice right now, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Although
the video is incredibly artistic.
Yeah.
The way he did it on SNL and dropped the video, and then you see the two, he's wearing the same outfit with the same dancer. That was pretty artistically done. I like it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Drake won, though, for the God's Plan, since he's so, you know, on the charts right now.
Right.
So...
Well, no one would be surprised if Drake sweeps everything, right?
Yeah. So when is the award show?
So it's on Sunday or Monday, August 19th or
20th. Oh, so coming up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see who wins.
I've got coming up in the news, I've got an update on the fires, some new rich people in San Jose.
Oh.
Did you hear about that? The lottery winners?
Yeah.
It's such a cool story. So I'll tell you that and more after these. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What's up, everyone? Thanks for being here. It's 6:45 on Tuesday. Sarah's still out. We hope to have her back tomorrow, but that remains to be seen. I think today's a travel day for her as she was in St. Louis celebrating her brother's 50th birthday. There was an injury after the party on, I think that was Saturday night. So we don't know whether or not her eye will allow her to not only make the journey in, but do the amount of reading necessary to do the job. So we'll see. Our fingers are crossed. We're hoping for tomorrow, everyone. In the meantime...
The other thing I was thinking about, Vinny, is the medication that could affect her as well.
Did they give her meds?
Yes.
Oh, they did.
Well, she can take
they gave her the eye drops and that kind of thing, but I think they may have given her some... painkillers.
I'm with you, Hooman. Bring it in here, Clarky. Get it in here.
I said she can take an Uber.
Yeah. Right.
Or a Lyft.
Fingers crossed, everybody.
Steroids.
Yeah.
We'll
steroids were fun, weren't they?
Yeah,
with her.
Those were fun times. Anyway, for whatever reason, we're a little bit late, but I will do some news here and try and get us back on time. We've got the $1,000 giveaway coming up at 6:55. So for now, let me do a couple news stories. We'll get caught up and get back on time and then get you your money.
Money.
So here's what's happening. I wanted to update you on the fires happening here in California. This, of course, everybody who's lived here for any period of time, we know it's actually summer is actually called fire season, and we're having a doozy as more than 14,000 firefighters have been battling 16 major blazes around the state. Fires have destroyed more than 2,000 homes and killed 9 people. Mm. When I read that number, it's so easy to just say 2,000 homes, but that's my home, your home. That's
yes.
2,000 families that all their stuff is gone. And yeah, it's stuff, but that's where you, that's your life that went up in flames. So try to think about them for a second today as you bitch about your coffee being too cold or this darn traffic. Mm. So they say the Mendocino Complex fire burning mostly in grasslands around Clear Lake in Lake Colusa and Mendocino counties. It's the largest fire ever in California. They say it's bigger than the cities of San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, and Sacramento combined.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's the largest wildfire in recorded California history. So all that continues as we start our day this Tuesday morning. From that to this, this was a story I heard over the weekend, and I was so happy for them. I didn't even read it. Actually, the missus said, "Did you hear who won the lottery?" And I was like, maybe it wasn't the weekend. Maybe it was yesterday. I don't know. But she goes, "Did you hear who won?" And I know who. And it was a group of bank employees at a South San Jose Wells Fargo, mm-hmm. right near where I used to live on Snell Avenue.
Really?
Yeah. They won. It's 11 employees won $543 million in the Mega Millions. So they had a deal like we always have here right. where they went in together. Uh-huh. And it looks like after it's all said and done, they've opted for the one-time payout of $29 million each.
Wow.
That's nice, right?
Double taxed on that?
Because you
get half, and then do you get half again? So
I think I read human that they would end up with $19 million each.
That's great.
Man!
I also, and I don't have it in the story that's in front of me, but what I'd heard was their ages range from, like, early 20s to 60s.
Really? Oh.
So,
that is so cool.
And I actually, as I heard the story, I think we were in the car, but I just thought to myself, can you imagine in your 20s being handed $19 million and you're done? Like money no longer rules your decisions. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you got to be careful. Plenty of lottery winners have ended up broke.
Yeah, like that TV show they have with lottery winners. I can't remember the title of it, but it's exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, the stories are endless of people who got weird when they got the money and whether it was because of family or there was one guy who was buying like he found a pair of pants he loved. So he bought 100 of them like that kind of dumb stuff where you think, how do you run out of money buying pants? But he did that with everything in his life and ended up broke with lots of pants.
Did you read this whole story in the Mercury News?
I've read it a couple places. Why? What are you looking at?
So apparently the next day, they all walked in with a poker face.
Yes, they went back to work.
And one of the lucky kind of customers walked in and just said everyone was so happy and enthused, but no one said anything, and they were wondering why are all these people so happy. And they kept it under wraps until, I guess, they got their lawyers in place and
stuff. Sure, yes. Absolutely. Wow.
Well, that's sketchy, too. If you're not a lone winner and you've got a group of people, it's not that you wouldn't trust, but money turns everybody weird.
Evil.
And someone's got to be holding that ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you would want lawyers to help you put everything in place
right.
so that you don't have – we don't want no trouble.
Uh-huh. Did they say that they're going to keep working?
Well,
I know you looked at me like that, but I thought I had heard they all said they're going to keep working. But once that check gets to them, they're going to be by Wells Fargo.
So this story goes on to say they remain quiet. No one's talking. Some of them are showing back up to work. One of them just left town. Didn't want any attention. Like, disappeared.
Wow.
It would be a weird thing to have happen, and I just was so happy. That's such great news, and right here.
So this is so funny. The bank manager, who oversees that area, says, "Hey, it looks like we're gonna need all new employees."
Jeez. That's right. Their workforce was decimated due to lottery winnings.
Oh, I had actually read, Vinny, I saw it on TV, whatever it was, that the bank had to close down for a couple hours.
Yeah, on Saturday they did. They closed early. And they shut all the blinds. The story goes, they unexpectedly closed early on Saturday and closed all the blinds and reopened on Monday.
Nice. And that was because they were partying?
They were, like, freaking out. We were freaking out when we won $13,000. Remember that day?
Yes, I do. Yeah. That was fun.
That was great.
Dude, the best part of when we won is your phone in your hand about to call your real estate person.
What's his name? Peter?
Peter Cook.
Peter Cook.
And then you turned off your phone and you're like, I shouldn't be making this call.
Well, we went from winning
300 million.
300,000
to
13,000,
which is a big difference. One is the deposit for a new house, and the other is,
you know, movie money,
car payment,
right? I'm out of time, so I'll do a couple texts real quick, and I want to get us back on time so that we do the 12K a day keyword. Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Should I do another story?
It's up to you. You can, or
I'm happy
it
to.
It's up to you.
Yuzette, you've seen the most penises of everyone around the show today.
Oh, because Sarah's not here.
Right. I mean, if she were here, it might be debatable.
She'd be the winner.
Is she?
Yes.
So between you and her, you believe that?
Yes.
That she's been with way more people?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've definitely seen more than any of us, so okay. I'm going to ask you the question. A new study finally figures out if most men are growers or showers, which is a reference to how a man is in his normal state. What is your answer out of the surveys you've taken? Are most men growers or showers?
In my experience, growers.
According to the research done... they agree with you. Researchers at the University of California, Irvine found wait a minute.
What?
They say here, for centuries, men have defended their size by saying they're a grower, not a shower. In other words, it looks small, but then when it's necessary...
When it's happy.
They say here, it's not true.
Oh! The other way around.
Only a quarter of men are growers.
Quarter?
Only a quarter of men are growers, and when they grow, it can expand up to 2. Not feet. and they say 74% of men only grow an average of 1.2 inches.
Really?
I'm surprised by that.
I am very surprised by that. What do you guys consider yourselves?
Oh, look, we're out of time.
No!
All right. Good segment, Vinny.
I'm for sure a grower.
Yeah.
I'm completely surprised that that's not the normal way.
Uh-huh.
I can't even imagine. I wish that it was.
Always.
Right.
Bryn?
I'm the same, yeah.
Especially, grower?
And especially with the weather, depending.
Right.
But, the weather.
Seriously.
I know. You did the story the other day. It's still silly. Hu Minjun.
Yeah, same as them. Same.
It's been so long for Hu Min, he's forgotten.
Has he?
Yes.
All right.
Hu Min?
Yeah, hi.
All right, listen, we'll break. We'll be back with some music and $1,000 after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.